wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even know my name? Is my mind playing games? I feel like it's a movie where I keep dreaming. So where I keep... 各位亲爱的朋友们，欢迎来到早间课堂抛招接招小节目，我是 Julie。吃鸟时如今已不仅仅是想拥有美好身段的旅人的事情了，为了防范富贵病的出现，男人也加入了这一行列。那么吃鸟时在英文中也有着同样的字眼来表述，是什么呢？我们还是从下面的句子来寻求答案。
Sally eats like a bird. I'm worried about Mr. Wren. He's been eating like a bird recently.
在我们刚才听到的两个例句中都可以听到同一个词语 eat like a bird eat like a bird 字面意思是像鸟一样的吃东西，我们都知道鸟很小，胃也小，吃的当然就少，因此 eat like a bird 就是比喻一个人吃东西吃的很少。 So it means to eat very little, to eat only small amounts of food.我们再来看四个例句。She's trying to lose weight. That's why she's eating like a bird. She's trying to lose weight. That's why she's eating like a bird. 她在减肥，所以吃得特别少。You're eating like a bird. No wonder you're so slim.You're eating like a bird. No wonder you're so slim. 你吃的真少，怪不得这么苗条。I don't know what's wrong with me lately. I eat like a bird, work like a horse, tired as a dog. 我不知道最近我怎么了，吃的像鸟一样少，工作像马一样辛苦，精疲力尽。Girls always eat like a bird in order to keep a slender figure. Girls always eat like a bird in order to keep a slender figure. 女孩子们吃的很少，为的是保持苗条的身材。吃鸟食控制饮食是值得提倡的，可是我们要注意的是，科学的减肥，科学的控制饮食，不能仅仅靠少吃节食来保持身材，防范富贵病。更重要的是在于科学的运动。曾经是芭蕾舞演员，现为形体梳理专家玛尼女士说的一句话是，吃饱了再减肥。好，我们今天的学习就在减肥的话题暂时打住，我们下期再见。Hoping and wondering if you think of me, asking myself.